This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World, it's hard to know where to begin. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. This is What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you, whether you're tuned in 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, or KTGO 1090 radio in Tioga. Glad to have you along on the program. So, we have a lot of stuff to get to today in the way of topics that are out there. Get your take on them. But I think the big question that everybody is asking themselves, probably over and over and over again, around the water cooler today, as they're grabbing a little coffee and chatting with folks in coffee shops or, you know, visiting amongst coworkers and whatnot, is who's right? United Airlines or this guy that got dragged off the plane? Who is in the right here? Who messed up? Who screwed up? So, a joke, of course, because it's not the most important thing, but it's amazing what grabs our attention. I mean, you can't turn on, Phil Parker and I were talking about this, you turn on the cable channels and it's over and over and over again. This happened at the end of yesterday's show. I mean, this is you know, it's still going, for crying out loud. Todd, hi, hello, good morning, hello. How are you?
I'm good, just running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
And that's
I'm not a Fargo chicken, or well, maybe I should be a Fargo chicken. I still have a home.
Well, don't forget, we do have the Fargo chicken thing. Yes, and they're working on an ordinance, so whether or not it ought to be okay to have chickens in Fargo. And parking meters. Chickens in Fargo. Parking meters in Fargo. This is both high priority right now. And people getting pulled off airplanes.
First world problems.
Yeah, we have suicide bombers in churches on Palm Sunday, and sometimes you ever wonder this stuff just happens to distract you from the really important stuff? I don't know.
Yes, I think so.
But anyway, just to play the game here for a moment, who do you think's right? Did United Airlines screw up big time on this, or is this passenger the one that's the culprit? Is that a tough question, Todd? That was for
both.
You. Both. They're both wrong. Okay. That is a cop-out answer, but thank you, Todd. Manny,
well,
how about you?
It's a cop-out answer.
That's one of those, on the one hand, but on the other hand, I want to know.
Right to fly just because he's a doctor and all that. That said, the situation was handled poorly.
The one video I saw of this, 51 seconds long, you basically see about 10 seconds before they yank him off. That's not that to me, I smell a rat right away there. And a lot of YouTube, a lot of social media video is that, where you don't get the full picture.
Right. Yeah, like the Rodney King video. You don't get to see the 21 minutes or whatever the heck it was before the money shot that everybody saw to death.
Because the first video I saw was, you know, man, alive, chill out. I mean, but obviously the guy refused to leave, and he was playing the doctor card, right, that he was a doctor.
Right.
And wasn't he like a retired doctor? I don't know. Anyway, Todd says they're both in the wrong. Manny, what do you think?
I'm totally on the side of the passenger in this.
The passenger is perfect, lily white. He didn't do anything wrong. The airline's a bunch of jerks.
Well, I mean, he probably could have prevented the situation from escalating the way it did by just leaving off the plane, but I don't blame him for not doing that because, look, it's the airline's fault that the plane got overbooked. So they need, as far as I'm concerned, they need to up the ante and say, okay, well, we'll give you $2,000 or $25,000.
Yeah, that would have been a better way to handle it. Yeah, somebody would have done it.
That's my point. It could have been handled by both sides a lot better.
I mean, don't drag the guy off of the plane like he's
Especially in the YouTube era, because you know everybody's going to whip a phone out.
I will tell you this. He's wrong. He's totally wrong. Because if he feels like he's getting a raw deal, to stay on the plane and do that to the crew and everybody else, look, go out to the counter and say, this is outrageous. This is ridiculous. This is awful. I guarantee the guy got anything he want. You know, so I think he's wrong. I don't think you handle it by, you know, playing dead or whatever he was doing there. However, certainly, I guess I got to play a little bit of Todd on the one hand, but on the other hand, United could have done better. And why wouldn't you? Just $1,000. 1500. I guarantee you get to $1,500, a few hands go up. I'm off. I'm gone. Let the doctor stay. You know, so it could have been done a little better. I think it's a good occasion to give away a free MyPillow. That guy probably needs a good night's sleep. And they're one of our fine sponsors. If you text or email us, and you can call us too if you want to, but we have Kurt Dowd coming up, Speaker of the House in Minnesota, going to talk about their legislative session. You think things are a little tricky sometimes in North Dakota politics? Try Minnesota. Man alive.
Oh, you know, that's just a mess.
Jesse Ventura, you know, Mark Dayton, Rudy Perpich. I don't know who's crazier. Anyway, it's really... I shouldn't say crazy because he's the sitting governor, but he is. I don't know any other way to say it. And I always come back to the politics of Minnesota politics and knowing all those different games, and it explains it. And where they've really gone off the rails is extreme environmentalists. I mean, they are a wing of what happened with the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. So anyway, we're going to talk to him in a little bit. And then also Chris Berg, a point of view. We've got a lot of time to chat about whatever, but. Let's get the contest going sooner rather than later. So you can text us or email us your worst airline experience. Like, you know, or something you've seen. I've never had a bad airline experience to speak of. You know, a long time on a plane, whatever, big deal. Happens to everybody. But, you know, never really seen any real craziness. But a lot of, you know, other than people screaming at the counter, you know, whatever. But your worst experience with the airlines. Tell us who you think's right here. United right to drag them off or the passenger right to hold his ground as well. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or call us. And we'll take all of the answers. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna shoot for the best one. Best story wins. A free MyPillow. Sometimes we just randomly pick one, but give me a really good story, and you're going to have yourself a premium MyPillow, which you don't have to wait for a contest to get. You can just call them at 800-506-9028. That's a special number. They set it up just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Can you believe that? 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. 40% off. Two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. And you get free shipping on orders over $100. We have a new, and Todd does too, MyPillow pet bed. And the thing was not on the floor 5 minutes before Hudson and Herbie starting little squabbles to make sure they get the cushy MyPillow pet bed.
Really love it. Fighting over the pillow and the box the pillow came in. So we kept the box, too.
I love it. So we got a free one for you if you send us your worst airline story today. Hope it wasn't as bad as this poor fella getting dragged off the plane in Chicago. I shouldn't laugh, I guess. Cause did he conk his head or something? Did he pass out or was he playing dead? I don't know what that was all about. That seemed a little weird that he was, his eyes are closed right away.
He bumped his head, I think, when they pulled him out of the seat, going to the floor. He, like, bashed his head on a armrest or something on the chair.
Well, top that, folks. Top that crazy airline story. Text in your answers, and we'll have a MyPillow for you today on the program. How about that? 800-228-0550. Kurt Dowd, Speaker of the House of Minnesota, here in a moment. They're wrapping up their legislative session, and so is North Dakota. By the way, tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us, and State Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger, he's going to be in Fargo tomorrow for a politics and plate luncheon at the Holiday Inn. And we'll talk a little bit about where we at with state tax revenues. And also, when you look at what will come in the way of impacts, additional revenue to North Dakota in the price per barrel of oil, as a big example, from the Dakota Access Pipeline. What will that mean for state coffers? How much more impact will be there as a result of that? Ryan Rauschenberger is going to join us tomorrow to talk about that. And then, of course, Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And Thursday, Governor Doug Burgum will get his take on the legislative session. And also our friends from the University of Mary, who just got some big news at the University of Mary. I mean, almost every week they get big news, but they did. Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter will join us. And they're going to tell us about the fact that the University of Mary is number one in North Dakota and now one of America's best schools for its graduates finding jobs. Yeah, Zipia did this, I guess. They're national experts that do the online organization for grads and jobs. So we'll tell you about that. And Friday, John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador, the latest on Syria, ISIS, North Korea. There are so many things going on. It's unbelievable. Any questions on Minnesota politics? Kurt Dowd, the speaker, next. And we'll tell you about a death as a result of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, too, coming up next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where I broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My son was boasting the other day, not boasting, he doesn't boast at all, as a matter of fact, but actually his mother was so proud that he got a summer job and he's going to be making north of $20 an hour, junior up at UND. I said, well, you could be making $32 an hour if you listen to your old man on the radio, for crying out loud. $32 an hour is what they're paying at Polar Service Center. Great company, great benefits, and he loves to weld. So he'd
He'd dig that big time. They need welders. They need, well, if you can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, weld, fabricate, if you're a certified tank inspector, they'll roll out the red carpet for you. I tell you what, they do it all. Polar Service Center, it's a Minnesota company that builds the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, but they also do service centers. They have Williston, Kildare, and Billings locations that need people. So call Adam. Great benefits, great pay, 701-495-0997. 701-495-0997. Speaker of the House of Minnesota, Kurt Dowdle, will join us in just a moment, but I got to get a quick airline story in here from Bob on the road. He wants to get in on that MyPillow giveaway. So, Bob, give me, and I have less than a minute, so you got to do this one quick, but give me your worst airline story.
Well, I can't get it done in a minute, Scott. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then. Hang on, and Manny's going to get your number, and when we get done with the speaker, we'll chat with you. And you, I don't want to rush you, but I just, because I have the speaker waiting, I didn't have much more time. I thought we had a quick one, but you hang on. Manny will get your number. We'll call you back, and you can have all the time you want. How about that? We do have a few stories coming in. One texter said, I'm an airline pilot for the past 20 years. United had no control on how the passenger was treated once they asked security to show up. Security is controlled by the Chicago airport, and they're the ones that assisted that passenger off the plane. United representative asked him to leave, and when they called security, that's where United's control over the situation ended, and Chicago police took over. How about that? And is anybody surprised that that's how Chicago would handle it? You're not getting off the plane, here you go! I don't care if you bump your head.
No doubt. Yeah. since you put it that way, that it's not United in control at that point, I think that's a big point that nobody's realizing. It's like, oh, well.
Yeah, thanks for that. Appreciate that. Others, welcome. Another said, worst ever, had a red eye from Vegas with a small child, young parents, in seats in front of me. The child spent 3 hours in a blood-curdling scream. I know that child. With not a second of rest, very, very stressed after that.
You were that child, weren't you?
No, I mean, I just, haven't we all been on a plane with the kids screaming?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
I love
yes.
kids, and I always empathize with the parents, but it doesn't mean you're any less stressed from it. So, anyway, keep those going. Text Todd, 226-8503, and we'll chat more about your worst airline stories or your opinion on this one after we have a chance to speak with our next guest, who's the Speaker of the Minnesota House, Kurt Dowd. Mr. Speaker, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me on, Scott. I'm doing great.
Whenever we think North Dakota politics is a little complicated, we just realize you're pain. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's thank you. I appreciate that. It's I've been saying recently, we're an island after the last election. Every state surrounding Minnesota now is completely controlled by Republicans. But in Minnesota, we've got Governor Mark Dayton at least for another 2 years, and after that, we'll see.
You know, though, I often remind people who like to put in my face, oh, yeah, look at Dayton, look at how well that state's doing. I always say, go back and check when Republicans took control of the legislature. And if you want to see, you know, where Minnesota's mess was versus where it's come out of that morass of the financial issues, it was with Republican control. I don't think you guys get enough credit for that, to tell you the truth.
Well, this governor loves to take credit for that, but I remind folks, since I became speaker, which was, 2.5 years ago now, this governor has proposed about $5 billion of new spending, which is, you know, had we let him do that and not kept the reins on him, we'd have a $3 billion deficit today. And yes, we do have a $1.65 billion surplus, but that was because of us holding him back. In fact, in the last biennium, we had the second lowest spending increase in 50 years, and he fought us tooth and nail. You're right. I mean, I think Republicans are the ones that have been fiscally responsible and probably deserve the credit for that. But, hopefully we can, like the states around us, win the governor's office in 2 years and then put some real reforms in place.
Well, and really the same thing before, right, with, Speaker Zellers in the round before. I mean, without that, your work the last 2.5 years would be a very different situation.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question. The Democrats have a different view of the world than we do. And, you know, I think there was an article in the Star Tribune in the metro area, I think it was last weekend, about how under Dayton's leadership, Democrats have lost touch with most of greater Minnesota. And I think this last election is a good example of that. They really are out of touch with where Minnesota's at.
Well, not to make you, any more challenged with what's going on, I see that Doug Burgum, the new governor of North Dakota, Republican, has the third highest approval of all the governors in the latest survey of morningconsult.com. I don't know who that is, but there's a new survey out there. The most and least popular governors. I can't find Dayton on there, so maybe they decided to take
maybe
a pass.
He was so unpopular he didn't even register, maybe. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm sure he's here somewhere. I just haven't been able to find it in my scroll. I just saw the story this morning. Well, how's the session going from your perspective so far?
Well, we're off to a hurried pace. We've gotten some really good things accomplished. We passed some relief that will help with the individual marketplace, the health insurance crisis that's going on. We got some relief for folks, some premium reduction, and then reinsurance, which should help provide stability as we move forward. We've got our budget bills out of the House and out of the Senate. They are in conference committee, which is where we'll work out the differences. We're on break, actually, for this week, our Easter Passover break. So we've sent members back home to their districts to basically kind of talk to their constituents about what their priorities are and get some feedback on how we're doing. We expect to hit the ground running when we get back. But we are about 3 weeks ahead of schedule, which is very, very intentional. I think Minnesotans hate when things bunch up in the last 24 or 48 hours at the end of session. And believe me, we hate it even more. So we've tried to allow ourselves some extra time at the end where we can work out those differences with the governor and get a budget signed in. So we're hoping this will, present us with a much more transparent process, and we'll get the governor engaged in our conference committee process and hopefully not have that, kind of bunched up at the end of session like we've had in the past.
What was the Republican caucus's number one priority for the session? How are you gauging success for this session?
Well, I'll take people back to the last 2 years. The governor basically vetoed a tax bill. He blocked a transportation bill and he blocked a bonding bill, all in the name of Southwest Light Rail, which is a light rail line from Minneapolis to Eden Prairie, $2 billion project. And the Democrats, as much as, this thing doesn't make any sense at all, but they want. He just said, no, it doesn't make any sense. So, the record surpluses that we've had, it's Minnesotans that haven't shared in that prosperity of those surpluses because the governor vetoed that tax bill. So our number one priority this year is making sure that Minnesotans get some of their money back.
We don't have the best connection with the speaker here. We're going to reconnect during the break here and try and get a better connection. He is driving today, so found a dead spot there somewhere. 800-228-0550 if you do have a question or comment. Take a short break here. Some folks say, Manny, you don't know what you're talking about this guy being the victim. We're talking about the passenger on that United Airlines flight out of Chicago. More coming up here. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron and outlet prices now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you, the fine listeners of this program. Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger tomorrow on state tax revenues in North Dakota and how they're looking and how they'll be impacted by a higher per barrel price of oil because of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And mind you, that's over a half a million barrels a day in that pipeline. So $2 more a barrel, $3 more a barrel is a lot of money. Congressman Kevin Cramer in his weekly talk radio town hall as well takes your questions. Governor Doug Burgum on Thursday, the third most popular governor in North Dakota, we just found out. And I did find Governor Dayton. He's down there in the middle of the pack, kind of in the bottom half of the middle. And also Monsignor Shane, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, John Bolton on Friday, former U.N. ambassador, discusses the latest on Syria, Russia, ISIS, North Korea. Take your pick of all the things going on, right? Back with more of our conversation in just a moment with Kurt Dowd, the Speaker of the House in Minnesota. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And I feel better, too, after I have a great deal. A lunch for $4, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And $50,000 cash giveaway, the PetroServe USA gift card, rather, giveaway continues as well. They have new winners every single week. Texter on the airline front says, I was recently on the same flight as Al Franken. Does that count? Does that count? I don't know. We'll have to ask our guest. Speaker Dowd, would that count for a rough airline experience?
That's a pretty tough airline experience.
I have actually been on the same flight as Al Franken myself. Yeah, so I refrain from any political conversation. I just thought it better. I didn't want to be the guy that got like dragged off. You know what I'm saying? So probably not a bad idea that would have happened. Anyway, back to the important stuff here. So the tax package obviously won. We lost you towards the end of the last conversation, but you were reminding us of, you know, how this was set up previously and everything that Dayton has been against, all in the name of the Southwest Light Rail. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I apologize about my signal. I've found a moderate signal. I pulled over on the side of the road, so I won't lose it. But the governor has really blocked Minnesotans from sharing in that prosperity, and we've got a $1.65 billion surplus. A big difference between our vision and his vision. We want to take $1.35 billion of that and give it back to Minnesotans. We think that'll be good, not only for them and their families, but good for Minnesota's economy as well. The governor, on the other hand, wants to spend all of that money and raise about $1.3 billion of new taxes and fees. So that's just a really good example of the difference in our vision for the state. And our priorities in tax relief really are seniors. We want to increase the exemption so that less Social Security income is taxed. We're only one of seven states right now that still taxes Social Security income for Minnesota seniors. We know they could use an immediate raise by raising that exemption. We're going to more than double it, exempting much of their income from state income tax. We also have some stuff in for farmers and ag property tax relief. We've got stuff in for college students. We've got stuff in for middle-income families. We've got just a lot of really good tax relief that'll hit most Minnesotans. We're also getting rid of the tobacco inflator. The governor wants to hire more tobacco cops to prevent people from smuggling cigarettes from North Dakota into Minnesota because of our high tobacco taxes. So we're not going to actually reduce them, but we're going to freeze the automatic inflator that Democrats put in place so that we don't have that problem, hopefully, in the future, or at least it doesn't get worse.
More smoke police. That's a brilliant idea. How about finally getting the message that more taxes is not the solution? You know, maybe that.
Well, he said quite a few years ago. He said, "I don't want Minnesota to be an outlier." And the interesting thing is, he's made Minnesota an outlier on almost every policy. I think we're the third or fourth highest tax state in the nation now. And the unfortunate reality is, you don't see that impact of that on your state's economy for 1, 2, 3 years out. So. I think other states have recovered much better from the recession than Minnesota has because of some of these oppressive and also progressive policies that the governor's put in place.
Let's talk about Real ID. This has been a bit controversial. We'll explain to folks what Real ID is, what that legislation is about, and what you're looking to do here.
Well, it's something that North Dakota actually complied with quite a few years ago, but the federal government, after September 11th, put in a new set of standards. If you want to get on an airplane, they say that your driver's license has to meet this set of standards. And the basics of it are that you have to prove that you're a U.S. citizen when you obtain your driver's license. Minnesota is one of three states that has yet to comply. If we don't comply prior to January 22nd of 2018, next year, less than a year away, Minnesotans will not be able to use their Minnesota driver's license to get on a commercial aircraft. And that's a big deal. So we've passed a bill out of the House, that the Senate has passed a bill. But the governor has encouraged Senate Democrats to block the final bill unless it includes driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. And this is just another progressive policy from this governor that really is out of touch with where most Minnesotans are. It's a very controversial policy, and we want it separated. We don't think we should hold Real ID hostage to try to get this controversial policy through. Now, this last week, the governor said that he thought he didn't have the ability to do it through rulemaking. We want to basically just codify what he said, put that into the bill. If we can do that, so that'll freeze it, leave that status quo. We can deal with the Real ID issue and make sure that people have that peace of mind that they'll be able to use their license a year from now to get on an airplane.
The Speaker of Minnesota's House, Kurt Dowd, with us today on What's on Your Mind. And if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome 800-228-0550. Or you can text a question or two in. Just got a text question here for you, Mr. Speaker, to ask, why is Minnesota so unneighborly to North Dakota? Example, the Dakota Access Pipeline protests and the comments about our law enforcement from Governor Dayton.
Well, obviously, you ought to thank us, and you ought to thank Governor Dayton for the Dakota Access Pipeline altogether, because remember that we were going to put a pipeline directly across Minnesota, the Sandpiper Pipeline, and the governor, while he said he approved it, he actually blocked that. So that meant that the Dakota Access Pipeline was much more necessary coming, through more of North Dakota, I think, than the Sandpiper would have. Our governor they have a fundamental belief that they don't want fossil fuels coming out of the ground. And they thought by blocking that pipeline or preventing you guys, sending up protesters, not sending in law enforcement help to back you up, they thought that that would make it more difficult and it would prevent these pipelines. When the reality is the opposite has happened. Dakota Access now, I think it's up and running already. It's taken the oil and it's actually, they've gone right around the state of Minnesota with the Dakota Access Pipeline. So it goes through North Dakota, South Dakota, and across Iowa and into Illinois. The only reason they need that route is because Governor Dayton blocked them from going across the state of Minnesota. And what did we lose? We lost about 2,000 jobs and millions of dollars of local property tax revenue. That project would have been a $2 billion private investment across the state of Minnesota. But it kind of shows how out of touch this governor is. His environmentalist friends really don't want any sort of progress outside of the 494, 694 loop, outside of the metro area. They think that that should all be parkland for their own recreation. And unfortunately, they just don't recognize the importance of the ag economy and other economies out in greater Minnesota.
In what you just explained, I got to believe if you're in coffee shops in, you know, Vergus and Marshall and you know, Roseau and all throughout Minnesota, it would make sense with people. What is going on? I think I get that, you know, Governor Dayton's ex-wife writes a lot of checks and is this extremist wacko environmentalist. I get that. And I get that that represents a pretty good constituency in Minnesota politically. But I don't think it represents average everyday voters. So I would think they would look, it's in anyway. Look at the revenue that that state got that we could have got. And look at the ones we've blown off. They'd go, stop it. They'd say, wouldn't they? Or is this a crazy extreme environmentalism win the day politically in Minnesota?
Well, you know, I think that's where Minnesota's at. I think this last election was reflective of that sort of sentiment out in greater Minnesota. People are mad. They don't think that Governor Dayton understands how important those things are to Minnesota's economy. He is obviously beholden to his ex-wife, who puts millions of dollars into campaigns. She's an extreme environmentalist. But the Democratic Party itself is controlled now by those Minneapolis St. Paul environmentalists, and they just keep steering the party further and further to the left. And it really is, you know, we also see this divide highlighted on the Iron Range, because those environmentalists are also very anti-mining. But the entire economy up on the Iron Range in northeastern Minnesota is dependent on mining. And our party believes really clearly that you can take advantage of our natural resources, but you can do it while still protecting the environment. There's a lot of, you know, technological advances that have helped make sure that we can protect the environment and still take advantage of those natural resources. So there was an article actually in the Star Tribune a week ago that outlined how over the course of Dayton's first 7 years in office here, how his policies have basically driven greater Minnesota away from supporting Democrats now. And it was a pretty scathing article for Democrats, and I don't know if they still yet have figured out exactly what's going on.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. We only have a minute left, but I do want to ask you about that protester bill, which I know was also drawn some fire, but there's been a lot of it in Minnesota. Give me a quick update on that.
Well, forgive me, Scott, for using a little common sense, but you know what? People shouldn't be allowed to block a freeway. First of all, it's not safe, but they also shouldn't be able to block yours and my right to move around, and they shouldn't block emergency vehicles from potentially getting to somebody's home to save their life. But in Minnesota, Democrats want to stand with protesters who are blocking freeways. And frankly, we believe very strongly those people are already breaking the law, but for some reason, the penalties we have aren't deterring them. So we want to increase the penalties. And frankly, if you block freeways in the name of free speech, you ought to be in jail. We want to protect people's right to protest, but they need to do it safely. And so Democrats just, again, seem to be kind of out of touch in standing up for people that are literally walking out in front of traffic and blocking freeways.
15 seconds for this answer. How is Donald Trump doing?
You know, I feel like the people in Minnesota who have supported him stand firmly behind him. You know, I think if you look at the policies he's put in place, he's not doing anything outrageous. And frankly, I think we need to give him a good chance. I think he's doing well so far. I love his Supreme Court pick, and I'm glad he got confirmed.
Yeah, it's hard to overstate the importance of that one, that's for sure. Mr. Speaker, nice to chat with you. Keep up the great work in Minnesota. I know you're fighting quite the battle there, but know this. Listeners of this program that call us all the time from western Minnesota, I really appreciate the direction things are going, and stand with you. So go get them.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save.
You come here?
To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. You're energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One more opinion here coming at you. Okay, so isn't it a lot like some of these things we ran into with the police and people just not complying? First and foremost, the guy has a complaint with the airline when they asked him to get off, okay? But you can't deal with it in the fashion he did. Once the police got there, he has to comply, and he's no longer, you know, a victim at that point. He made his choices, and now he lives with it. He should have gone after it in court and a few other things, and he still has that right, but he's not a victim when it comes to being removed from that plane under those conditions.
Well, and I agree.
Bye.
I agree. So that's where we're going to be sideways with Manny now. Caller, thank you. But, you know, he's got an obligation to comply at that point, and he didn't. So I do agree. I mean, again, there's other ways to do that than how he tried to do it. This texter says, I agree with Manny. The passenger paid for a seat because United overbooked its passenger. it's the passenger's fault? Really? A computer picks this guy so some United employee can get on. This is completely wrong. The passenger was not a criminal. Hopefully the passenger will sue them for millions. Oh, my. Troy from CNC Farms here in a second. We're talking about, talk a little egg. Talk some seed. But let me get Eve in here. She has another airline story. Go ahead, Eve. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello. A couple of years ago, I was in Atlanta, and my daughter took me to the airport, dropped me off, and we were told that there was a delay because of thunderstorms. Well, the delay turned into 4 hours delay, which was, and this would have been like about 7:30 in the evening when we finally took off. And we had, and I had missed my connection in Dallas. We were going to Dallas. And then we get to Dallas and the pilot comes on and said, there's a thunderstorm in Dallas too, and so we have to wait. So anyway, we circle the airport, and in maybe 5-10 minutes, he comes on again, and he said, we're low on fuel. We have to go to Little Rock, Arkansas for fuel. So, okay, so we go to Little Rock, which is probably close to an hour for everything, and it's 12 midnight when we get back to Dallas, and we do land there, and then we're there, and there is a whole plane load of people who are in the airport for several hours then, waiting for the 5:30 flight. 5:30, we go to Chicago and make a connection there. We have breakfast in Chicago, and I finally got home at noon the following day. The day after I was supposed to be home. So anyway, it was kind of a headache, and I'm not young anymore.
You sound like a spring chicken to me, and that's a good story, Eve. Hang on, we're going to get your number so we can put you in the drawing for the pillow. Thanks a bunch. Your airline stories are welcome. Worst one ever. What happened? Hope it wasn't getting dragged off the plane. Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook is here. We get to talk a little ag today with Troy. Hello, Troy. How are you?
Good, and you, Scott?
I'm doing really well. Thank you, sir. I want to know the hot seed. What's the top seller? What's really cooking on the market that your customers are asking a lot about right now?
Well, there's a lot of indecision out there, yes. I mean, some guys have certain base plans put in place, but we're finding out this year there's probably as much indecision as we've seen in a long, long time, I think. You know, a lot of it's based on the market. It's pretty hard to make a profit on a lot of this. Those guys are holding off on certain decisions. Some areas, you know, they're talking, gosh, we're really dry. Other areas, they're thinking it's going to be a month till they're putting seed in the ground. They're so wet. So that's kind of normal in a lot of ways. But some of the decisions are a little later than normal. But, yeah, there's quite a bit of talk about soybeans and canola. I didn't think there'd be many germ seed sales. They are a little quiet, but finding there's some calls for those in areas that normally aren't raising it. Chickpeas, that's a hot one just because the market is so strong on that right now. It's one area that's real profitable. And then on gold flax is kind of another hot area. And a lot of calls on forages. The ranchers are looking at putting in quite a bit of a quality feed this year after this tough winter they just went through.
So, Todd, you were right. We had a little pool going, and he said chickpeas was going to win the day on the hot dog. On the hot seed. So, Todd, good job. You did it again. He knows his seed. So, would you say is that the big buzz, the hot one? Which one?
Well, that's a small acreage crop, but it's for sure the highest profit crop right now out there, without a doubt. So small acreage, high profit, you know, you gotta be pretty versed to be able to hit it. Otherwise, a lot of guys are leading towards soybeans. I think there's going to be a lot of beans going in the ground.
Why is soybeans winning the day this year, do you think?
Well, you know, some of them, you can get some versions that are a little lower input, you know, and some of the numbers with your crop insurance look all right. And so that's one of the things where the guys look at, hey, I can make a couple bucks or break even. And then we're moving more conventional beans than we ever have, just because you can save, you know, 30, 40, 45 bucks an acre net by the time you figure your seed cost and your herbicide cost.
Absolutely. CNC Farms does a lot of things well, but they really pride themselves in providing top quality and a wide variety, as you heard Troy talk about today. forage barley, oats, millet, 40-10 forage peas, forage mixes, malt, barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and a lot more. So find out more online at bcseedfarm.com. Registered, certified seed dealer in Donnybrook, 701-482-7865. Give Troy a call. 482-7865. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Scott. Thank
you. Have a good day.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.